Research scientist Tom Bansack with the Flathead Lake Biological Station says it costs about $150,000 each year to run the biostation. Bansack says the state legislature allocates $100,000 to the station, and it historically bridges the gap with outside funding. But that's been drying up over the past couple of years.
And so for the last few years, the biostation itself has been making up the shortfall to keep our long-term monitoring program going. And there's a tremendous amount of value in having a long-term record of conditions on a water body like Flathead Lake.
Bansack says they have records and samples dating back to the early years of the biostation.
However, more recently, we started up a scientifically rigorous monitoring protocol for the lake back in the late 70s, and that was in response at the time to the first proposal to mine the Canadian North Fork Flathead.
Bansack says researchers head out onto the lake about 15 times a year to collect samples. They collect water at different depths and analyze the nutrients found in the water.
We also collect a variety of different organisms like the phytoplankton, the small floating algae that exists in the lake, the zooplankton, the small swimming animals that feed on the zooplankton and act as fish food, and tracking the trends of increases and decreases of those different things gives us a good indication of what's happening in the lake.
Bansack says paying people is the biggest budget item. Next are the tests they run on the water samples.
When we collect biological samples, like the algae, the phytoplankton, and the animals, the zooplankton, that also takes staff time in the microscope room to identify and count those different species. So you've got people, you've got tests, and then you've got the basic facilities and logistical support, which would be our boat, the cost of fuel, the cost of maintenance.
In August of 2011, the biological station set up two high-tech buoys along Flathead Lake's deep trench, one at Midlake North near Woods Bay and another at Midlake Deep near the biological station at Yellow Bay. The buoys collect water quality information, including temperature, the amount of algae in the water, and dissolved oxygen. The information the buoys are collecting is accessible to the public through the biological station website. About a year and a half ago, the station received a $1 million pledge from a donor wishing to remain anonymous. The biostation has until the end of 2014 to match, dollar for dollar, the $1 million, and Bansack says they're at over $250,000 now. He says they've had a lot of support from local businesses, friends of the biostation, shoreline homeowners, and friends of the lake.
What I've been finding is that the lake really sells itself. It has so much value to a variety of different people and a variety of different things that it contributes to their lives that as soon as people realize that we do need some help financially, they've been offering up a lot of generous contributions.
Bansack is also the development coordinator for the Flathead Lake Monitoring Challenge Grant. As part of the public outreach and fundraising, the Tamarack Brewery of Lakeside is hosting a community tap night with 75 cents of every pint sold to benefit the biological station on Wednesday from 6 to 9. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.